Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Everybody here has a thorn in the flesh, with few exceptions. They're all kind of physical pain and physical thorns that we have. It seems like cancer is exploding. It seems like heart problems are out of proportion. And everybody has a problem with their back. I mean, just tell somebody you've got a back problem, you'll have 15 remedies immediately right there. And we all have these thorns, different diseases. And therefore, we come to the name of God, which says Jehovah Rapha. It is, I am that I am, your healer.
The truth is, everybody has thorns in their life. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins a message called, Can God Heal Me?, where he shares how you can experience God's healing. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, we're excited to let you know about a powerful resource from Dr. Young, his CD series, Know God by Name. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Know God by Name, the CD series, and discover how to experience more of God in your life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. That's winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Can God Heal Me?
Get your Bibles open. Have your Bibles with you. Lift them up, would you? Oh, me. Great. Someone says when you hear the pages of a Bible turning, you're hearing angel wings. And I think that's true. Our scripture, I'm going to read only one verse, is our text. It's that 27th verse that we find in Exodus 15. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. Do you have any poetry left in you after a long week? If so, you can really identify with that verse. And they, the Israelites, came to Elim, where there was 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. Let's prepare for the teaching of the word. Father, speak clearly and directly, so that as this soloist and this choir has said so magnificently, we'll leave this place knowing that something happened in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives. Some will have been turned 180 degrees around. Lord, do that supernatural work here in this place today. Let me get out of the way. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a boy, I played flat out. Know what that means? I wasn't the fastest or the biggest or the strongest and certainly not the best athlete, but I'll tell you, when I entered into a contest, I didn't leave anything on the field. I went flat out. And I remember when I was a little guy, I don't know how old, we were playing football and somebody threw a pass and I was determined to catch it. So flat out, I went ready to catch the pass and I ran right through two or three rose bushes. I'm sure I was scratched up. The only thing I remember is there was one thorn that went deep behind my knee. I must have just driven it into that bush and the thorn broke off deep behind my knee. And so my mom, my dad, they couldn't get out, so we called our family doctor, Dr. Gatlin. And in those days, believe it or not, doctors made house calls. In our little town, when he got through with the clinic, he came by our house with that black bag in his hand. And as a boy, I thought that black bag and Dr. Gatlin could heal anything. I really did. Anything. And so he came by and he put me on the bed, and Dr. Gatlin just dug that thorn out. And I'll never forget it. I still got a scar. Every time I read the scripture about Paul's infamous thorn in the flesh, I say, identify with that. But not really, because we don't know what Paul's thorn was. And we're glad. I'm glad we do not know, because there's been a lot of speculation. Some think he had malaria. That's the reason the illness would come and it would go with high fever. And some think it was his eyesight. Some think it was some kind of tremendous temptation he battled with. And some think that perhaps it was his wife, though she is never spoken of in Scripture. We know he had to be married to be a member of the Sanhedrin. We don't know exactly what that thorn was, but we know it was there. And Paul prayed 3 times, God, heal me of this thorn. He must have said, how much better can I speak and teach and travel and do my sideline work of tent making and do your kingdom work if I didn't have this thorn? But 3 times, as he prayed for healing, God said, no, no, no. Until finally, Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, figured it out. God said to him, Paul, you gotta have that thorn to keep you humble. And then God said to Paul, it is through that weakness that I get a chance to show off my strength. When we are weak, that gives God a chance to show off his strength. Now, everybody here has a thorn in the flesh, with few exceptions. Somebody would say, well, you didn't say that accurately. Some of us have thorns in the flesh. And we do. They're all kind of physical pain and physical thorns that we have. It seems like cancer is exploding. It seems like heart problems are out of proportion. And everybody has a problem with their back. I mean, just tell somebody you've got a back problem, you'll have 15 remedies immediately right there. And we all have these thorns, different diseases and different problems, different challenges. Some we were born with them. We carry around these debilities all of our life. Some we have picked up along the way. But all of us have, with few exceptions, maybe the very youngest among us, different kinds of physical thorns, pain. And we would like for those physical thorns to be healed. But also we have thorns that you don't see, those spiritual thorns, those hidden thorns, because of how we were brought up. Many were abused verbally, emotionally, sexually. There's a lot of pain that has come through. We were neglected. Some parents were overbearing. Some parents were just totally tolerant. And so we all have the results of all the different homes upon which we were brought up. And then we have all the things that have happened to us in our life. As a result of this, some of us are just naturally angry. Some of us are just naturally tentative. Some of us have a tough time making a decision. And so all of these thorns, physical, mental, emotional, psychological, they all have a bearing in our lives because we are a people of thorns. All of us. And therefore, we come to the name of God, which says Jehovah Rapha. Remember, Jehovah is a synonym for Yahweh. We looked at I am that I am. So here we have the double name, the compound name, that here is the proper name of Jesus, Jehovah or Yahweh, and now Rapha. It is I am that I am, your healer.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's much more teaching ahead, so please stay with us. But first, we want to make sure you know about Dr. Young's powerful CD series, Know God by Name. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy and discover how to experience more of God in your life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a look at the teaching that's just ahead after the break.
Is anybody here bitter? Be honest. There's a lot of bitterness running around. What do you do when you get bitter? Two things. You pray and you obey. That's what he did. That's what we're to do. Pray. He said he cried out unto the Lord. You pray. You seek him.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now, here's more of today's message, Can God Heal Me? With Dr. Ed Young.
We have looked at God as Elohim, as Creator. We have looked at God as El Elyon, as the God who is sovereign, the God who is in control. And then we look finally at Yahweh, the God who is, the God who is I am. And now we look at Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. How we need Jehovah Rapha to come and heal these thorns. Now, to best understand this name of God, we go back to where the name was first mentioned in the scripture. And that is in our chapter in Exodus chapter 15. But the first part of Exodus 15 should come as a surprise. Now, where we are in the pilgrimage of God's people, remember Moses had gone back. He had become the liberator. God gave him those 10 plagues he brought upon the Egyptians. And then he took that rod and he struck the sea and it divided and the Israelites went on the other side. And when they got on the other side, they began to celebrate their safety. Can you imagine all those generations? They said, one day we'll go back to the promised land. God has a land for us that is bountiful, that is beautiful, that is nourishing, that is pristine. One day we'll go back there. And now finally they were in that promised land. They were in the Sinai Peninsula. And what's the first thing they did? They had a party, they celebrated, they worshiped and gave praise to God. Incidentally, the first time a song was ever written down in history, first time was in Genesis chapter 15. Moses wrote it, and it's quite a hymn. It's full of phrases of praise to God, thanksgiving to God, God the miracle worker, the God who brought us out of the land. And it's stanza after stanza and word after word of adoration and shouting and praise and singing to Almighty God. Is it any wonder? They'd been a slave people all of those years. And now Moses, remember the first 40 years, he was God's somebody. The next 40 years, he was God's nobody. And now he was leading them out and he was God's nobody. That's what we want to be, ladies and gentlemen, God's nobody. God can use nobodies who belong to him. And now he had led them out, and they were celebrating. This goes on for 3 days. By the way, Miriam writes a couple of verses there, and Miriam brings in the tambourine. So all the women began to dance and to praise, And they had quite a celebration. They were at long last in the promised land, back home, ready to cross Jordan. End of 3 days, Moses says, all right, let's move out. Jesse said, wagons, ho, I don't know. But he had them organized. By the way, there were 1.5 million at least. A lot of people, 1.5 million. And they move out and they go for 3 days and they do not find water. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. A day without water, 2 days without water, 3 days without water, a note of desperation sets in anybody. And then we pick up exactly what happened in our scripture. Look at verse 22 there of this 15th chapter. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea. This is after all the celebration. And they went out in the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And they came to Marah. They could not drink the waters of Marah. They were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Now, before you're too hard on them, what would you have done? They spent their whole life grumbling in Egypt. We're slaves. God's forgotten us. Look what we're going through. Look at the privation. Look at the exploitation. Look how we've been used by these Egyptians. And they grumbled and grumbled, and now they go in their promised land. They have 3-day celebration, and Moses leads them, and now they have no water. And then finally they come to a place, and Moses says, look, there's water. There's a spring up here. And they run to the spring, and they put their head down in the water to drink, and it's bitter. You can't drink it, Marah. It's bitter water. Is anybody here bitter? Let's be honest. Well, what? When do you get bitter? When do I get bitter? I get bitter when I feel like I'm being used, right? Bitterness. I get bitter when I feel like I'm being exploited. I get bitter when people lie about me. And I get bitter when sometimes people tell the truth about me and I don't like it. You like that? You know? Yeah. If you're married to somebody who is negative and bitter, God help you. There's a lot of bitterness running around. Are you bitter? Are you drinking the water of Marah there in your life? Do you work around people? Do you live with people? Do you know people that are bitter? And you say, what do you do about bitterness? That's what the question is. Where do we get some good water? Where do we get some water? We're thirsty. We can't drink this bitter water. When you drink bitter water for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, it just gets in your bones, in your feet, in your blood, in your partial, in your mind. And before long, you wake up and essentially you are bitter. Oh, if only this had not happened. If only this had taken place. If I had not lost my job, but that person had not. And we get bitter and bitter and bitter. And then sometimes we get over bitterness and we go back and visit it again. I know you've done that. I've done that. Go back and get bitter all over again. What is the answer to bitterness? We have it right here in Scripture. It'll work right now, just like it did in that day. Look at the answer to bitterness. Verse 25. The question is, what shall we drink? And then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. And there he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. What do you do when you get bitter? Two things. You pray and you obey. That's what he did. That's what we're to do.
Today's message is entitled, Can God Heal Me? And we'll continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to tell you about a powerful resource from Dr. Young. It's his CD series, Know God by Name. This resource shows you how to experience more of God in your life by getting to know His unique names in Scripture. Know God by Name is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of the Know God by Name CD series. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. And welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue today's message, Can God Heal Me?
You pray, you seek Him, and then you obey. What did He tell Moses to do? He said, Moses, do you see that tree? By the way, did that tree just suddenly jump out of the ground? It was already there, wasn't it? He said, Moses, cut down that tree, put it in the bitter water, and the water will become sweet. That's exactly what Moses did. He prayed. God gave him insight, gave him instruction. He cut down the tree and put it in the water. Now, if you've heard this talked on before from pulpits, you've heard pastors say, that tree was a cross. That's not what this is teaching. You can use the illustration of the cross as that which takes bitterness and sin in your life and my life and makes our life sweet, certainly, but that's not what this is teaching. That's not what it's teaching. That's not good exegesis. It is eisegesis. But you can use the cross as an illustration of the cross of Christ, which takes bitterness and turns it into sweetness. What was he doing? He was simply obeying. Now notice, he showed him that tree. The tree was already there. When we pray in our bitterness and our remorse and our regret and our anger, we pray, and a lot of times God will say that your healing is already present. All you have to do is take the givenness of where you are and look how the water that is bitter will become sweet. God's already ahead of us, isn't he? We get there and say, Lord, provide. God's already there. God's always out front. So what are we doing? We're bitter. We pray. We seek his face. We listen to him. You know, sometimes we think prayer is all talking to God. Are you like that? God says something, I must say, would you just be quiet for a minute? I might want to say something to you. Moses cried out. He prayed and God gave him insight. There's that tree. Did Moses know about that tree? Maybe when he spent all those years at Sinai? Could be. That's done by the Arabs today. They come to a bitter place. They know certain bushes, trees they put in. It'll take bitter water and make it sweet. There was that tree. It was put in there. The water became sweet. Now they have sweet water. You pray and you obey. And what do you obey? It says you obey the statutes. Got a problem here. You know where we are in Exodus? The commandments hadn't been given. This is just Exodus 15. The Ten Commandments doesn't come to Exodus what? 20. Well, what's he talking about? What statutes, what laws is he talking about? He's talking about the laws that were already built in that Hebrew society. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ten Commandments are true even if they were never written in the Bible. The Ten Commandments are written into civilization.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ, and we'd like to help you further by sending you Dr. Young's powerful CD series, Know God by Name. It's our way to say thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy of Know God by Name, the CD series, and discover how to experience more of God in your life. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. And you can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Join us tomorrow as Dr. Young concludes his message and continues sharing about the God who heals you.